Larry Baldassaro interviewing Ken Caminiti, September 26, 1999, County Stadium, Milwaukee.
Both your parents are Italian?
No.
Your dad?
My dad. My mom has a little bit more German.
You know where your dad's family is from in Italy?
Sicily.
You know, well? No, you've never been over then, obviously.
No. My sister has.
Okay.
It says Caminiti in the phone book out there. It's like Shannon.
You can think of yourself as Italian, or?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about being part of a heritage of Italian American ball play? Did you ever think about that?
No. I really don't know. I just probably, you know, very proud of my heritage, but when I play, I think the Italian in me comes out to play. And,
in what sense?
Hard worker, student of the game. Have that drive.
Do you think of those as particularly Italian?
Yeah, I think those are Italian characters. Temperament, hard nose, play hard.
So what?
Clean but hard.
What other Italian ball players could you identify as they're contemporary or from the past?
Well, I don't know. I don't really. As a kid, I didn't even really follow the game. I just was out playing. I remember my dad telling me the World Series was on, or we'd go to San Francisco to watch a baseball game, and then I was always edged. I couldn't sit in the seat. I was one of the. I enjoyed out in the parking lot with my dad, drinking the good beer, playing catch the baseball. Yeah, more of those lines than sitting there watching a baseball game.
Yeah.
You know, I was always wanted to be out playing.
Did your dad talk about Italian ball players as such?
No.
You know, DiMaggio or no?
Yeah. My dad was just a hard worker that worked real hard to pay me down and bring me up right. You know, he saw a lot of qualities in me that I didn't see, whereas I probably wouldn't be where I'm at right now with my dad.
Did he support you as a ball player? Did he, and you decided you might want to do this for a living? What did he think of it?
Well, he was the one that supported me. I was the one that wanted to move on. I was really frustrated, you know. Just, you know, I just need my cup. He said, no, yes it is. I think you should give it one more year, you know. And I get one more year, and the door started opening.
What age was that?
This is college. It was my first year of college. I walked on and had a bad year. I don't like this game.
San Jose, right?
Yeah. You should play one more year. I played that winter on the winter league team. I got a full scholarship to the University of San Jose University. And from there, I led the ninth in the nation in hitting. Just went off, started switch hitting. Doors started opening, drafted third round the next year. So there was one week of my life, my dad broke his chest up. Says it wasn't for that week. Yeah, me pushing you, I don't know where you've been.
I asked that question because in olden days, a lot of parents were against their kids playing ball because they figured you can't make a living playing a kid's game. I'm talking about, you know, turn of the century, early 80s.
Exactly. My dad, he just didn't want me to catch because he was a catcher.
Did he play ball, too?
Yeah.
At what level? How far did he play?
He played all the way, he got drafted by Chicago Cubs as a catcher, and he turned it down, went into the Army. I was drafted and went to the Army and then got married. I think that's why he's so stick with me. You know, he says, you know what, you just never know what you're going to be until you at least give it an opportunity. I think he throws his frustrations out on me.
Did he grow up in California?
No, I grew up in Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
You grew up in California,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where?
What college? San Jose.
Oh, so right in San Jose.
Yeah, I was born in Hanford, California, and raised in San Jose. I lived in Hanford for 1 year because that's where you're stationed.
Okay.
But,
he was in the service, you know, there.
Yeah.
So he didn't talk about those Chicago Italian ball players?
No, I tell you what, when we go to play at Wrigley, we drive by his old high school, and it's a real bad part of town. And, you know, I always point, here's my dad's old Lane Tech.
Lane Tech, right.
That's one of my dad's jokes. He was in all the boys' schools, then.
Right.
Now he's away.
Now you're one of a small handful of Italians who's won the MVP award. I'm not sure you don't even know the other stuff
now.
Dolph Ailey?
Bad to know. You know who Dolph Milley is. My best friend growing up was Christopher Milley.
Who was?
His father's, Christopher Camilli's dad.
This was Dolph Camilli's son?
Dolph Camilli was Christopher Camilli, my best friend's dad's name too, Dolph Camilli.
Oh, okay.
So, he was my best friend growing up, and he moved out to Montana, and he was the angler of the state of Montana. And we still talk every once in a while on the phone, but Dolph Camilli.
Did I get it? Was he actually the son of the ball player?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you know his dad?
Oh, I knew Dolph, yeah. This is not the baseball player, his son, Dolph Camilli, who is my...
Oh, so he's grandson of the ball player. Ah, okay, I got it.
So, Dolph Camilli...
Junior?
Oh,
okay.
And Christopher is my age.
So did you know the grandfather?
No.
You didn't know. You know, he died about 6 or 7 months ago.
Really?
Right, yeah. Because I wrote him a letter. His wife wrote back and very nicely included a photograph of that Dolph is too ill to write. And a few months later, he died.
So, and Dolph, the ball player, Dolph, the son,
mm-hmm.
and Christopher, his son.
But he had a brother, too, Doug Camilli, that played in the Major Leagues.
Yeah.
But Dolph Camilli won the MVP in 1941.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Christopher Camilli, sister Kathy, writing a book on her father, or her father's father, Dolph Camilli.
Uh-huh.
And she was calling me up for about a month straight, trying to get details of my game, just all the stuff. So,
when was this going on?
This was going on about 2 years ago.
Do you hear any more about it?
No.
Because I haven't seen it yet.
No, I don't even know what's going on.
Are you still in touch with Christopher?
I haven't talked to him in about a year. I'd probably call him this year. We plan on doing a lot of hunting together. We planned it for so long, we just never hooked up. And I have a couple of good places this year, so I think I'll get along.
Now you've got, what, three kids?
Three girls.
Mm-hmm. Are they being raised Italian in any way?
They're just being raised. Actually, they're raised in a great neighborhood in Texas. We're a big part of the Italian American Foundation there in Houston.
And you were part of that?
Yeah. They, as a matter of fact, the year I got traded, the Italian Americans gave me the MVP, the Gold Glove Award. I never won it. I deserved it. And it was the best, it was a replica of a gold glove. And I remember that thing I had all my friends here. And I had tears in my eyes. It's such a great thing. It's probably the most special. I got three gold gloves, and that the one the Italian Americans gave me was probably more special.
What was the organization called?
Italian American Foundation.
In Houston. Is there a large Italian population in Houston?
Huge.
Right.
Yeah. Huge. Matt Galante. Frankie B. Mandolas and all the Mandola brothers. Cyril Lampasta. There's all those Italian restaurants. That's where I hang out.
You like Italian?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah, as I said, you're one of a handful. Camilli, Joe DiMaggio, of course, Yogi Berra, three times.
Yogi's my man. I love Yogi. He's my hitting coach. first couple of years in Nashville.
The Houston, yeah, that's right.
What
do you remember about Yogi in particular?
Just the Yogi-isms, you know, how he used to talk. He's such a big-hearted man, too. To have so much, to do so much for the game, and to be so giving of his knowledge and stuff. I mean, that's all I wanted was, you know, you could go talk to him. He wasn't one of those guys that you couldn't talk to. Everybody's scared. Yogi Berra.
Yeah, I'm a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, when we were out in Philadelphia or New York, the first time this year, went to his new hall, his new deal. He said
you went to New Jersey.
Yeah. We went to McMullen and Yogi took us out. Me and Vigio took us out there, and we spent the day with Dave, Dale Barra, straightened his act out. So now that they're running that little Hall of Fame deal they got out there. It's pretty sweet. It's really nice.
I've seen it on the web.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But,
Well, I talked to Yogi on the phone this winter, and he was surprisingly a man of few words. You mean he's not a real talkative guy?
No, not at all. You mean, but when you know him, pretty tough.
Yeah.
And you can sit down, and you're in the clubhouse with him every day, and he'll give you peace of his mind. Sometimes it's not all the... He's going to tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear, you know.
Were you aware of him as an Italian?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, interacting with him, did he ever talk about that, or was like, he didn't bring it up? Yeah.
I thought. When we're in these locker rooms, so you don't, black, white, Italians, that doesn't come into play.
You don't feel any special bond other than talking to other people?
No.
They don't call each other Faison or anything like that.
Matter of fact, Piazza does that to me. I come up to the plate, hey, Faison, how you doing?
Uh-huh.
Piazza is one of the few that did that.
He's pretty aware of his Italian heritage.
Yeah. Remember early on, I'd come up, and he's one of the new guys in the league. Hey, Faison, how you doing? And then now, really don't say anymore. But, you know, that's it. That's baseball.
It's changed because in the 40s and so forth, I talked to the old timers. There was a lot of that. The ethnicity was more outspoken in a lot of the ethnic slurs. You know, they call them bagels and so forth.
Yeah.
And they insisted the old timers since it didn't offend them. Because that's just the way people talk. Rowless, bagel words.
Yeah.
Now you do that, you're in big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. It's a shame. But, you know, I don't mind any of that.
Have you ever heard of any that the explorers directed to you by the authorities?
No, they just call me idiot. Or, you know, you suck. That's a good one. You suck.
So less knowledgeable fact.
Yeah.
They probably don't even know you're Italian. When I talked to Rico Bronya, he said when he first went to New York, the Hispanic fans thought he was Hispanic. The Italians thought he was Italian, or both rated for it.
That's good. Yeah. Both, that's both.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Hey.